Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 97, A Living Hope. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to His great mercy, He has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the God resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. Let that land for a moment. Peter doesn't open with advice. He doesn't open with a to-do list. He opens with a shout of praise. Blessed be God. Because when you truly see what God has done, the first thing out of your mouth isn't a question. It's worship. So what did God do? He caused us to be born again. This wasn't you waking up one day and deciding to be better. It wasn't willpower. It wasn't spiritual discipline. It wasn't your striving that produced this new life. It was His initiative. From the very first breath of that new life, it was God's hand that moved. And that doesn't shrink you. It frees you. Because what God begins, God sustains. And what was the measure of that act? Not your merit. The measure was His great mercy. Great Peter chose that word carefully. Not a small, calculated mercy that checks your record before it moves. A great, generous mercy that acts precisely where deserving runs out. The hope Peter is describing doesn't come from having done everything right. It's born in the place where you know you can't, and God acts anyway. Now, hold on to this phrase, a living hope. Peter didn't say a pleasant hope. He didn't say a comforting hope. He said living. Because there is a world of difference between optimism and living hope. Optimism depends on circumstances. When things shift, it fades. But the hope Peter describes grows hardest when circumstances press in the most, because it doesn't feed on circumstances. It feeds on its source, and the source is alive. What is the foundation of this hope? An event in history, the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Not a feeling, not a philosophy, a fact. The tomb was found empty. Your feelings will fluctuate. And that's okay. Your circumstances will change, and that's okay. But the empty tomb does not change. And that is where your hope is anchored. Peter goes on, and I need this to go deep in you. He speaks of an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you. Your future is not sitting in your fragile hands. It is held in the hands of God, guarded better than you could ever guard it yourself. You can breathe. So here is what you're going to do today. Take a piece of paper or your phone and write down one situation that feels hopeless. That thing you don't know how is going to resolve. The thing that feels heavy and shut on every side. Write it down, and then over it, write these two words. Living hope. Not as a trick, not as a magic formula, but as a declaration of faith. And then begin your day the way Peter began his. Blessing God, because He acted, because the tomb is empty, because your inheritance is kept. Stay close to God. Pray. Then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.